My name is Lillian Rose Pryor. I was born Lillian Bird in 1893 in Hunsdon, a little village in Hertfordshire. My father was a blacksmith. I left school at 14 and went to work as a servant in Hunsdon House, a mile or so away. I was what was called a tweeny maid, between a kitchen maid and a lady's maid. Basically, I was a general dog's body. In winter, I had to creep into bedrooms to light fires so the sleepers could wake up warm. This meant leaving my home before 6 o'clock to walk to the house. My most horrible job was to hold a bowl for ladies to vomit into after lunch and tea. In those days, they had 4 big meals a day, and ladies were expected to keep slim waists. It was there that I met my future husband, William, who worked as a gardener. We decided to marry and leave Hunsdon. We were married in the parish church of Hunsdon in August 1912, when I was 19 and Will was 25. We immediately moved to Deal on the coast of Kent, where Will found work as a gardener, and I had 2 children, Arthur in 1913 and May a year later. We had a good life until, at the end of 1915, Will was called up to serve in the Royal West Kent Regiment and was sent to France. 2 years later, he was discharged a few days before Christmas and came back to Deal, having spent just 18 months in France, followed by 6 months in a hospital. He was given £1 and a suit of clothes. His discharge papers simply said that he was no longer physically fit for military service. He seemed physically quite normal, though very quiet. The story that he finally told me was that he had been in an attack out of the trenches and had been close to a shell burst which had buried him up to his neck in the mud for a day or more. One of his discharge papers said that his disability was DAH, which many years later I was told meant disordered activity of the heart, sometimes called soldier's heart. Veterans I met afterwards simply said he had shell shock. Any physical activity provoked anxiety and breathlessness in him. He never worked again, mostly just sitting in the corner, often grousing a bit. He had a pension of 13 shillings and 9 pence a week. Times were hard after this. I had 2 young children and an unemployable husband. I took in washing and did cleaning. In some summers, the children slept in the garden shed, and I rented their room to summer visitors. I am a bit ashamed that some days we ate just dry bread and specky fruit bought in the market at the end of the day. Both my lovely children grew up strong and helped me when they got jobs, and I have spent my last years in a flat in Tottenham. One final thing. I joined the Labour Party in 1919 and have stayed a member all my life. No big political ambition, just leaflets, canvassing, and all those meetings. I was very proud to clap in my grandson when he marched into Trafalgar Square at the end of the Aldermaston March. It's a better world now than the one when I was young. I think we helped make it so.